Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Scale for Thoughts, episode 18. 18? I said that with a lot of confidence, but I'm pretty sure it's episode 18. I'm double checking right now. It is episode 18. No? Yes? Is it 17 or 18? 18. It says 18. My gosh, what is episode 17 about? I don't even remember. Okay. Episode 18, apparently. And now on that note, I hope that I'm recording because this is a new software. It's like an updated software and AI is included. And I think the last time that I picked up a mic, AI wasn't as big as it is now. But yes, I'm here. I'm rusty. And I told myself, just go ahead and hit record, catch the people up. It's going to be rusty, probably a little messy, but I have to restart somewhere, right? So here I am. In today's episode, really, I just want to use it to kind of catch you guys up on where I've been and then share some of the topics that will be on this podcast in the future. And yeah, so I guess I'll start by saying where I've been. And a lot of you might know, a lot of you might not, but I've been teaching for the past 2 school years. And the reason I wasn't able to pick up the mic for almost 2 years is because I really just devoted myself to my career and my students. And I don't regret it. I don't regret it. I went hard my first year as a teacher. Man, there was mornings when I was getting to work at 5 in the morning, leaving at 7 p.m. But I don't regret it. It taught me a lot. And I think, in fact, it made my second year as a teacher a lot easier because I learned a lot from those moments in that grind of the first year. And I finally find myself in a position where I think that I can balance podcast and teaching. And it's not even a balance. Well, I mean, part of it is finding that balance, finding the time, finding the place. But the main reason why it was so hard for me to pick up this mic, it was because I didn't know what I was going to podcast about. Like, what would my content be about when I'm constantly every day for almost 8 hours surrounded by 26 children? My life was literally my kids and sometimes my coworkers. I really didn't have a lot of adult interaction unless it was with my coworkers. And when it was with my coworkers, it was about our students. So I was like, how am I going? Like, what am I supposed to talk about when all I do is teach? So I kind of came to the conclusion, like, okay, I guess I'm not going to pick up the mic for a while. I'll figure it out later. Like, right now, just my main focus was my students, my classroom, my work. And again, I'm very, very happy that I did that. I'm very happy that I was that dedicated. I still am dedicated, just in like with more of a work-life balance. So yeah, I think I have found a sweet spot to be able to share what I have learned, what I'm experiencing in my career, which is 90% of my life. And fuck, I'm so rusty. I think that I'm ready to share. I think that I'm ready to share everything that I'm experiencing and learning in my career on this podcast. And I think that it would benefit many of us as just individuals, as parents, maybe as teachers or caregivers or aunts, uncles, whatever. Like, most of us have some sort of child involved in our lives, and children are the future. And we need to be there for them 100%. And it's frankly an honor to be a teacher. And it's an honor to be part of their journey. And I know that's the reason that I really fully dedicated myself, because I do take my career very seriously. They are the future. And I want to provide them with tools and strategies to be good human beings. I always knew I wanted to work with children because children are real. They keep it real all the time. Adults, we don't. We fake it. And And that's one of the reasons I think I enjoy my career so much, is because I'm constantly surrounded by realness. Anyways, that's where I've been. I could go off on like teaching and stuff, and I will on other episodes, but today's episode is not for that. Today's episode is just, again, to share where I have been, which has been my classroom. And moving forward on the podcast, I want to share a lot of topics of like the importance of a male figure in the home, being intentional with our time, meditation, self-regulating, tablet time, screen time for kids. I stopped drinking alcohol a year ago. All these different things that have happened that I have had the time to reflect and kind of like put my thoughts together to comfortably and confidently come and weigh them in with you guys. I am very excited. I'm going to say this again, but I'm so rusty on this mic, but whatever. I have to restart somewhere, like I said earlier. But yeah, these are some of the topics that I want to talk about, right? Like, I'll go through that list really quickly again. The importance of a male figure, being intentional with our time, tablet time with students, screen time with students, meditation, self-regulation, I stopped drinking, like all of these things, especially when it comes to things that have to do, that I have learned from my children and their families. Because for so long, I was reading about no culture diversity, low-income communities and the connection that has to their education and their future, and like all these things that I was learning about in college that really excited me and made me want to be a teacher. But now I am that I am a teacher, and I am here, and I'm seeing it every day. I'm seeing that struggle in the economy, and I'm seeing kids who don't know if they're going to have a meal when they go home that night. I have students who have to get up at 3-4 in the morning to ride the bus to school. Like, shit is real out here, and I'm a part of it, and I'm ready to share it and bring awareness to a lot of these areas, because it's important. They, again, like, I will not stop saying this, but children are the future, and we need to better equip them for their future so they can have a successful future. And I could go on and on and on and on. But again, the intention of this episode was just to share where I have been, to share what I plan to share in the future. I just named a few, but there's so much more to come. I have made some amazing coworkers at work, and some of them are very excited to join me on the podcast. I've asked a couple of them, like, if they would like to share their journey, because they have beautiful stories, beautiful wisdom that I think will be important for a lot of you to hear. I know it changed my perspective and the way that I see things when I heard their story. So I want you guys to have that same experience. And I hope that their story has that same impact on you guys. But yeah, just to kind of quickly wrap it up, I'm back. I'm very excited, and I hope that you are excited to continue listening to this podcast. If you are listening still to this moment, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being patient. Thank you so much for supporting. There's a lot of fun content coming your way, and I can't wait to share it. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you guys on the next one.